proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. On one of my first trips to Israel some years ago, I was very much amazed to see so many ethnic groups around the country. One thing most people do not realize when visiting Israel is that there are several thousand foreign workers from all over the world that are there. Especially when walking the streets of Tel Aviv, Jaffa, it's not uncommon to find the world represented. With a trained ear, you can pick out Thai, Romanian, Spanish, Swahili, Nepali, Burmese, Russian, Turkish, and many other languages. One special group among these foreign workers is the Filipino community in Israel. There are an estimated 50,000 legal Filipino workers in Israel, consisting mainly of women serving as caregivers for the elderly. Their personalities are warm and refreshing. It is easy to find them singing and fellowshipping with one another. They are hard workers who mainly serve Jewish employers. It is common to find Jewish workers around the world as they go abroad to earn better wages to help their families back home in the Philippines. According to a report from the United Nations, about 10 million Filipinos work abroad, making about $20 million a year. These workers are highly regarded at home and are often referred to as heroes. The Filipino community has had a strong tie with the nation of Israel. In 2007, a group of Filipino and Israeli children unfurled the largest Israeli and Filipino flags ever made according to the Guinness Book of World Records, and this unfurling was done at the foot of Masada, the mountain fortress by the Dead Sea. Each flag was about the size of two football fields and took 2.5 years to make. The flags were made by two businessmen from the Philippines in order to celebrate 50 years of bilateral relations between the two countries. This gift to Israel was from a heart of affection from the Filipino people who cared to be a blessing. Now let's turn our attention to good relations and the gospel. I've had the privilege of pastoring several of these precious Filipino workers over the years. It is amazing to see how the Lord is using these people to be a blessing to Israel and the Jewish people around the world. We have seen several saved, baptized, and discipled. Our ministry has trained several men and women for this ministry, and many are now serving the Lord around the world in the Philippines, Canada, Trinidad, Tobago, as well as in Israel. It is exciting to see them continue in the things that they have heard and learned for themselves. For many Filipino workers who come to Israel, a strong love has grown between them and their employers, with some even treated as family. The Filipino community has also had a strong connection to the land of Israel, as they are a people who are familiar with the Bible. This fervency is evident whenever they return to their home country. They have shared their stories with their families and churches, and now their local churches are praying for Israel and the Jewish people. Many of these Filipino churches have even taken upon themselves to be involved in Jewish missions around the world. Many are even supporting the work at IBJM. This work in the Philippines is expanding greatly each year. They truly have a deep love for the Lord and the Jewish people around the world. It should encourage our hearts to see other people groups, such as the Filipinos, develop a heart for Israel and the Jewish people. They are zealous to follow the Lord's command to spread the gospel and live out Romans 1:16. We need to pray for them as they are ministering in areas where we as Americans may have difficulty working or accessing. So here's a question for you today, my friend. What are we doing in our own lives to proclaim the good news of Jesus the Messiah? In thinking about our Filipino brothers and sisters, we say salamat, or that's Tagalog for thank you. Thank you for being a blessing to the Lord and to the Jewish people. In fact, Israel has had a great relationship with the Philippines, and so that even during World War II and during the Holocaust, it should be noted that the Filipino president actually opened its doors, its borders, to Jewish refugees who were seeking refuge during the time of the Holocaust. And so there's a great love and admiration even from back then. So we pray that this program has been a blessing and encouragement to you today, my friend. In light of the news coming out of Israel and the Middle East, it's refreshing to hear good news such as this. So I appreciate you for joining me today. We would like to send a special thank you to you and to each radio station and media outlet that airs this program, The Everlasting Nation. If you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply go to ibjm.org. I invite you to tell a friend as well about this program. And now, as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.